Hello, Nerdy Legion.
Once again, I'm Dustin, and these are your Comic Talk headlines for March 29th, 2019. First things first, in television news, we are talking about Gotham, a show we don't normally talk about, but this is an interesting bit in that we are very potentially going to see the Caped Crusader himself. Yes, Batman is reportedly going to be making an appearance in the final episode of the series. This could very likely be why we have not seen a proper Batman aside from real quick flashes in Titans or at all in the CW universe. Then we're real quick talking about The Twilight Zone, and the first four episodes of that series have been released to reviewers, and so far the reviews are not great. That isn't to say the entire series, however, is going to be bad. Keeping our fingers crossed that that is the case. Our next piece is actually the opposite of the Twilight Zone news, and it's about The Tick. First episode of the second season has been released to reviewers, and so far the reviews are pretty stellar, much like we got with the first season. The new season of The Tick is going to begin streaming April 5th, so we're really not that far away from the awesome that is Amazon's The Tick. That's all we have for TV news. Next, we are talking about Bill and Ted 3 in movie news. That's right, Bill and Ted Face the Music. We got an official announcement from the official Twitter account for the movie that William Sadler, the guy who played Death in Bogus Journey, is also going to play Death in Face the Music. Next, in How Did I Miss This movie news, we have a new zombie movie called The Dead Won't Die. I say, how did I miss this movie news? Because it's going to start, and I'm only going to list off a couple of the handful of great names that are starring in this movie. It's going to star, or at least have appearances by, Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton, Iggy Pop, and Tom Waits. Bloody Disgusting has a more comprehensive list of people who will be in this movie, and just by the cast list alone, it sounds like it is going to be something not to be missed. Next, we're getting a little Shakespearean in that Joel Coen of the Coen Brothers is going to be directing a new live-action film adaptation of Shakespeare's Macbeth. Also in talks to star in this new Macbeth movie are Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand. Again, based on just those casting announcements, this is also going to be something not to be missed. Next, that hashtag show is reporting to have insider information on the Black Adam movie. For those that don't remember, The Rock has been set to play Black Adam in at least a co-starring role in a Shazam movie. As of about a year ago, that got split into a solo movie starring The Rock as Black Adam. Well, that hashtag show is reporting now that the script penned by Adam Zeitkiel, I apologize for mispronouncing that last name, but I think that's something close, is not only going to include Hawkman as the antagonist, but also is going to have appearances by Atom Smasher and Stargirl, and is somehow going to elaborate on the latter two's romantic involvement. Our final update for movies this episode has to do with The Eternals. Angelina Jolie is reportedly in talks to star in The Eternals, the Chloe Zhao-directed adaptation of Jack Kirby's 70s creation. And then bonus news for this episode, we are going to talk just real briefly about comic books. Go figure. If you have yet to check out Batman Detective Comics issue 1000, I wholeheartedly, strongly urge you to go pick it up off of your local comic book shop shelf. It is a collection. It is a bit of an anthology, as you would expect, to mark this milestone that in the end introduces us to the new version of the Arkham Knight. Slight spoiler alert, because this is projection. I do not know this for a fact. It just seems like the new version of Arkham Knight is going to be a reiteration of Azrael, whereas the first version of the Arkham Knight was a new iteration of Jason Todd. interjecting a little bit of my opinion here. I hope my conjecture is wrong and it is a completely new villain entirely, though if you read Batman 1000, you'll understand why I think the way I do. Also, probably next week, I will be doing an in-depth review, spoiler review, of Detective Comics issue 1000 on my channel, Generally Nerdy, on YouTube. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. Thank you very much for joining me on this bi-weekly nerd news update.
For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or, to go deeper into these topics, plus more nerdy bits, you can check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we will see you next time.